Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're hanging out with Buddy Blake, and we're diving into something that honestly confuses a lot of people. Why mortgage rates in Wilmington can move even when the Federal Reserve decides to hold rates steady. Buddy, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this is actually one of the questions I get all the time from people looking to buy or refinance here in Wilmington. They see the Fed announcement come through, rates are held steady, and then they check their mortgage rate, and it's different than it was the day before. And that throws people off because they think, wait, if the Fed didn't move, why did my rate move?
Right, exactly. I mean, that does seem contradictory at first. So help me understand, what's the actual connection between what the Fed does and what we see in mortgage rates?
Okay, so here's the thing that most people don't realize. The Fed doesn't actually set mortgage rates directly. They set the federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight lending. Mortgage rates are tied to something different. They're tied to the secondary mortgage market, which is driven by bond yields, specifically the 10-year treasury yield.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they're related, but they're not the same thing. That's the key distinction here.
Exactly right. And here's where it gets interesting. The Fed can hold their rate steady, but the 10-year treasury, that moves based on market expectations, inflation data, economic outlook, all kinds of factors that have nothing to do with what the Fed just announced. So you could have a Fed meeting where they say rates are staying where they are, but bond traders are looking at inflation reports or economic growth forecasts, and they're buying or selling treasury bonds. That changes the yield, which changes mortgage rates.
So basically, the market is doing its own thing independent of what the Fed announces. That makes sense when you put it that way. So for someone in Wilson who's thinking about buying a home or refinancing, what should they actually be paying attention to if the Fed announcement isn't the whole story?
Good question. I mean, the Fed announcement matters. It sets the tone and gives us clues about where policy is headed. But what really moves your mortgage rate day to day is market sentiment around those treasury yields. You want to be watching economic data releases, inflation numbers, employment reports. And honestly, if you're in the market to buy or refinance, you should be talking to your lender about locking in rates at the right time, because these moves can happen pretty quickly.
That's really practical advice. And I'm guessing this is especially important for people here in Wilmington, given how active the real estate market is. I mean, we've got a lot of people relocating to the area, which ties into what you've written about with employers driving relocation demand. Does that same volatility affect the market here differently?
Oh, absolutely. Because Wilmington's market has been hot, we've got strong demand, people moving in for jobs, inventory challenges. When mortgage rates move, even a quarter point, it affects affordability. And in a market like ours, where demand is already high, any rate movement can shift buying power pretty quickly. That's why understanding this stuff matters. If you're thinking about buying here, you don't want to assume rates are locked in just because the Fed held steady.
That's such a good point. So the bottom line is, the Fed holding rates steady doesn't mean your mortgage rate is staying the same. It's a separate thing. And if someone wants to dig deeper into this, maybe they're also thinking about taxes or investment strategy when they're buying, where should they look?
Yeah, we've got some resources on this. I've written about mortgage options and how to think about your financial strategy when you're buying in Wilmington. We've also got some material on capital gains tax and how that affects your long-term wealth building as a homeowner. You can find all that linked in the show notes, and it'll give you a fuller picture of how all these pieces fit together. Rates, taxes, your overall financial plan.
Perfect. Buddy, this was really helpful. I think a lot of people are going to feel less confused about why their rates moved when they thought they wouldn't.
Hey, anytime. Honestly, the more people understand how this stuff actually works, the better decisions they make. So I'm always happy to talk about it.